Blog Talk Radio.
What is poppin', people? Jermaine C. Major. We about to get on a popper like we always do about this time. Today we have Mr. K Dash of ACL Records is in the building. We're gonna get into his business. But you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday, 7 o'clock. What else would you do with Jermaine C. Major? PopOurWay.com. We got our radio. We'll be back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Block to the boys when you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards, too. You never see nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. But it's what gives this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
All right, people. It's me, it's Major. We are back. I want to get in on the popper like we always do about this time. It's Wednesday. We got K-Dash in the building. Let's get him on the line. K-Dizzy, what's good?
Yo, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm chilling. For those who don't know, because I'm not really one to hide anything and try to act phony, K-Dash is with ACL Records. And if you don't know what ACL Records is, ACL Records just happens to be my label. So, like I told you, I do a lot of stuff. I am a mogul. So I don't try to pretend and try to, you know, he had to work to get on this like everybody else. He'll tell you, he still ain't been on the website yet. He's still waiting for that number, but it ain't been called just yet. Am I right or am I wrong? Just so we make everything clear so people don't think it's some type of, you know,
you get some kind of freebie. I got to earn my stripes too, y'all. Real talk. It is what it is. Ain't no freebies around here.
Nothing. We work hard for everything. So, you know, he had to work to get on this. He been bugging me a little bit. So, you know, I throw him a bone. Throw him a bone real quick. But with all that being said, I'm going to really get into it. And I know the answers to a lot of these, but a lot of people might not know the answers to these. So I want to make sure that everyone gets a grasp of the whole K-Dash thing or the whole Golden Child thing and all that. So, first question is, Golden Child, where did that come from? What's the concept behind it? And why are you the Golden Child?
All right. You know, the whole concept behind the Golden Child and the Golden Child eras, you know, that was told, you know, as far as hip-hop is concerned and everything like that. You know, the golden era of hip-hop is kind of, you know, I guess, you know, the quintessential example. That's when everything was just where it needed to be and everything like that. And, you know, me personally, I'm trying to hold on to that to a certain extent. You know, I'm not trying to go and, you know, follow every trend that jumps out there and, you know, jump on every bandwagon. I'm grounded in what I'm in. You know, I'm bringing some of the new stuff with me as well as some of the older stuff and everything like that. You know, make the whole class happy. So, you know, and, you know, I feel I am the Golden Child. Also, if you pay attention, you know, go back to the old school movie with Eddie Murphy, the Golden Child, and everything like that. You know, that's kind of how I feel. You know, I'm that one. I'm the prophecy. I was foretold ahead of time, and, you know, I'm letting y'all know. So when X, Y, and Z comes about, can't say anything tell you so.
All right. How long have you been writing lyrics?
Oh, I'd have to say seriously only about 3 years. Seriously. You know, I did a little bit in high school and everything like that, but, you know, this isn't one of those things that, hey, you know, I've been doing my entire life. I'm still relatively new to this, but, you know, what can I say? I learned pretty quickly.
There's been a lot of talk lately between, you know, a lot of people about rappers and lyricists. What's the difference between a rapper and a lyricist?
The difference, all right. biggest thing, you know, rappers, like, real talk, you know, I'm sure folks will hear me say, yo, I don't like rappers. Truth is, it's nothing against them personally. It's just they can't help what they're doing. Rappers, essentially anybody can be a rapper. If you can put words together, make them rhyme, and form some type of scheme or whatever, you can essentially be a rapper. You might not necessarily be good, but, you know, you can be a rapper. And there's a lot of that out there, a lot of people putting words together. I refer to myself as a lyricist. Lyricists take the time to sit down and think about what type of message they're trying to get through to a given audience. Lyricists can sit down and come up and talk about essentially anything, have their own perspective and their own insight on any type of subject out there, and can compose it to where, you know, it can make sense to anybody, old, young, whoever, and somebody out there can relate to you. So, you know, that's why I refer to me as being a lyricist.
Okay. Really quick, before I get into my next question, we got a caller from 404. Caller, what's good?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Chillin', man. Just trying to get on.
Mr. Hostile, what's good?
Yep. Man, just beating on the keyboard, man. Just trying to get in on what y'all talking about, you know?
Yeah, we just getting it in right now with K-Dash. For those of you who don't know, that is Mr. Hostile over there. That is the producer on ACL Records. He does pretty much all of our production work right now. So if you're looking for some different type stuff, if you're looking for some hot beats, make sure you hit Hostile up. Hostile at ACORecords.com, H-A-S-T-Y-L-E at ACORecords.com, A-C-E-O. Spell it like that, ACORecords.com. Make sure I hit them up. I'm telling you, we got two piles. We got the dirt cheap ones. That those struggling artists can get, you know, they're still hot, but then we got the ones that are a little bit on the expensive side. They're a little bit expensive. So if you want some of that, we can give you some love like that, too. So if you want it. Since I got you in the line, Hostile, I'm going to ask you this first, and then I'm going to ask Kay. What separates you from any other producer out there right now?
Right now, in this moment of time, with the way hip-hop is, I draw a lot of my influence from a lot of the artists that came out, like, in the golden era. I'm very laid-back and soul-driven, so it kind of shows through my music. You know, I do the whole sampling thing. I love going through records and going through songs, soul songs, and finding that part that, you know, when you hear it, you get the warm and fuzzy inside. And that's the feeling I try to create, you know, through my beats, whatever. And you know, I take the time out to, you know, create feeling. And with a lot of producers today, I don't get that feeling, you know. It's very, very simplistic. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with simple, but I need more than that. You know, I think I can do better than that, you know, as far as creating feeling and complexity and creating, like, beats that move and have direction in them. Like, it takes you on a ride. Because a lot of beats is like, you know, not to knock, you know, down south and all that, but 808s and, you know, right now I'm just so sick of, like, snare rolls. Like, it's so cliche right now in hip-hop that I don't even do it anymore. Like, I try to have some kind of musical chemistry going on, you know, when I'm putting together a beat and the way I chop the sample. And, like, lately, you know, I've been trying to get into, like, original stuff. I've been studying keyboard, you know, trying to get my chord game up and all that, and it's been, you know, successful. And I'm trying to, like, still at the same time create feeling through what I play on the keys. And I think it's all about feeling, really, what separates me, like, feeling and the ability to reach out to people and you know, be doing something different than what's already out, but still getting a good, you know, positive response from it. Because, I mean, I've let people who are heavily into, like, the Southern thing, like, hear my stuff, and they're like, yo, man, I mean, you're not doing the whole Southern thing, but, man, you're nice, man. And when you can get, like, believers and people who don't normally follow what you do, like, down with you, like, that's a good feeling, you know?
Right.
But it's all about, you know, feeling, really, like, trying to convey, you know, trying to get, you know, feeling across and, you know, get the warm and fuzzies generated inside of you, and you know,
the warm and fuzzies. All right, K-Dash, let me go to you, K-Dash. What separates K-Dash from me? Because let's be honest here, there's a lot of different artists who can put lyrics together that are not just rappers, that can put words together, you know, quite easily. So what makes you different than any of those artists?
I mean, I can pour out a laundry list of qualities, you know, do up a resume and everything like that, saying, you know, like a checklist and everything like that. But I mean, why? I'm me. I'm not scared to be myself or whatever. I cover, you know, I can relate to essentially anybody or make anybody relate to me. You know, you are absolutely right. There are folks out there. I don't take nothing away from them. There are some very decent lyricists out there who can get out there and string whatever words they can together, blah, blah, blah. Cool. But I feel I'm on a separate level. You know, you can call it what you want. You can call it arrogant, cocky, whatever. I mean, what sets me apart is the fact that nobody's doing things quite like I'm doing. You know, there's other ball players out there who play ball with LeBron James, but who out there is balling like LeBron James? I mean, that's you know, a much more minuscule amount of people out there trying to do something like that. So that's kind of how I feel. Like, you know, you can compare me to whoever, but, you know, let push come to serve, you put me in the booth against anybody, it's a wrap. You know, I just don't really feel like other folks are on my level like that. So, you know, as long as I'm getting my job accomplished, I'm giving folks what they want to hear and everything like that. At the same time, not following a particular trend and everything like that, I'm doing me. I mean, it's a win-win situation. So I guess that's the main thing that sets me apart.
I can respect that. Like I said, I have something to say about that. I'll say that off the air. This is what I want to do. I'm going to get into a joint right now. We're going to go with a remix joint first. We're going to do, let me think. So many to choose from. I'm trying to, y'all have to forgive me. I'm sitting here going through a laundry list of songs, and I'm trying to pick which one that I'm going to play for you guys first, because I don't want any problems. Oh, this is what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to play this joint. And when we get back, this is my question, and I think it's a very, 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 very important question for you guys. K-Dash, I'm going to ask you, what separates Hostile from any other producer? And Hostile, I'm going to ask you, what separates K-Dash from any other artist? Now, y'all heard each other's answers, which is whatever. Now, I want to know what y'all feel separates each other. And what we're going to do, we're going to play the Jock and KD joint. And then we're going to play some original stuff. And we'll be right back. Kimmy and Kimmy, the Hostile K-Dash. We'll be back.
Shit.
Yo, I can say made some real fly shit right now, you know. But I'm not even going to go through all that. I'm just going to let the beat ride. So that, I'm digging that. It's just hot. Feel me? Yeah. Remix, the beat so sick, look my no hands, I don't need both wrists, he slipped, I lost my damn mind, I'll make you lose your two balls at a time, I'm vacating, waiting, I'm impatient, had the blueprint 3 about the same time Jay did, I'm not a rapper, I'm a businessman, and running tracks is all part of my fitness plan, I am awful tough, and it's all because I connect more lines than an office does, you dudes can't stomach what I'm coughing up, that's why I'm only giving you a portion, huh, he got punches on every single one he spits, cause I'm funny, bitch, I like comedy, you like to copy me, why it seems like the whole world gotta be, Jockin' KD, 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 so fresh. See, I had a nigga too, say I couldn't play guitar, was on a PlayStation, but that game is hard. Okay, just give me what I pay for, I throw this shit back at you. See,
I might be an asshole. My life isn't fast forward. Niggas can't see me like a Lamborghini back door. All the flexes and awards, you can have those. I just wanna check about 6.5 holes. I'm like, golly, I'm signing boobies and babies. Call me Ricky Bobby. I'm like the savior of all mankind, the new Superman trying to save the world in time. In VIP sipping Merlot wine, acting like Mike Jackson, your girl is mine. Got two ladies in the cockpit, you feel I'm too cocky to take it up with my dear.
Jockin' KD, 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 if I could go up, I'm not on the proper floor. And I ain't drinking it if I ain't got a proper cork. Rented the whole shit, don't gotta lock my doors. They in the hallway and nothing but socks and shorts. Might be cuter than me, but I'm not quite sure. 1, 2, 3, damn, I got 5 more. She looking like a jockey who forgot the horse. So if she wanna jock me, I'ma drop my drawers. I'm so Hollywood, I ain't living in the hills, but I probably could. Yeah, over the past 3 years, they realized that K equals an MC squared. Damn, I know the truth hurts, but before you jock me, you better jock you first. Jockin' KD, 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 jockin' KD.
All right, people, we are back. That was Mr. K-Dash with the Jockin' KD remix joint. And I actually got a question before we left, and my question was simple. It was basically asking you, the producer, what you think about the artist, meaning Hostile, what you think about K-Dash, and K-Dash, what you think about Hostile. So I'm going to start with K-Dash on this one. Tell me, what separates Hostile from any of the producer right now?
Now, anybody who hears me talk about Hostile, first thing that flies out my mouth is the genius. The young boy, and I do mean young boy, like the dude is like 21 years old, like you know,
like 13, probably.
I'm serious. You know, but I mean that's the crazy thing about it, is because, you know, his age isn't even a factor. Like he comes up with beats and has ideas and concepts that, you know, stem from stuff that was before his time, before my time and everything like that. He pulling out old Al Green vinyls and everything like that. I'm trying to get up on his game. His you know, his Carter of vinyl is ridiculous. And, I mean, I think what it is, he's not afraid to do him. He's not jumping on, again, every trend that's out there. You know, a lot of folks are doing the synthesized stuff, and, you know, he sticks to, you know, what he's good at. He goes and he'll get out of the box and everything like that. But, you know, it'll still be classic and soulful. His beats have a kind of feel to it where you'll know it's different, but it'll still have that Hostile feel or that Hostile touch or whatever. You don't even need, you know, the kind of throw a title out there like Kane Hostile before all of his beats. I mean, you know what it is when you hear it. So, I mean, you can't really go too wrong with that. And as young as he is, he can only get better.
All right. So, Hostile, what separates K-Dash?
K is very, very, I feel he's brilliant. The man's revolutionary. He's intelligent. And that's one thing that really shows through his rhymes. Like, your typical rapper, what, probably dropped out of high school and never got an education and all that. Nah, with K's a well-educated, dangerous, educated black man, about to graduate, and it shows, like, his vocabulary is crazy. The way he puts together words, he utilizes the mechanics and the principles and fundamentals of poetry, your alliterations, assonance, and all types of rhyme schemes, in a way that's unparalleled to what most people are doing and what most people have done in the past. And his intelligence is what really, you know, has me like, damn, you know, this dude is good. And to be honest, I've been let down so many times as a producer and as a fan of hip hop about somebody being nice and this and that. But this dude right here, like, I vouch for him 100%. Like, any bet, you know, placed upon this man about who is better than him or whatever, I got this man right here. Like, this dude right here has my money, like, all the time. Like,
All right. Enough of the kumbaya and shit. Yeah. It was all cute. We're gonna hold hands and get marshmallows in a minute. I respect that. But let me ask you both a real question.
Yeah.
Why am I the best? Now this point, I'm playing. It's a joke. It's not that serious. We do have another caller, and I'm gonna take the caller from the 404. 404 was really good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of K-Dash and Hostile, and I just really, really wanted to show them love because I found out that they were going to be on the radio show today and everything like that, and I knew that they were stopping through, so I really wanted to know what was good with them and show them some love and some support.
Are you related to them some way, or you just like their music, really?
I love their music. I'm sorry. All their mixtapes are on point.
Okay.
They are on point. I mean, and I can't even sit up there in front, you know what I'm saying? It's just that they're different. They're not
okay. That
typical snap-your-finger, pop, rudimentary stuff that I sit up there and hear on the radio. They constantly keep it different. They stay consistent with their rhymes. I feel like they're not trying to be that ordinary rapper talking about stuff that they haven't or have, quote unquote, done. Like, they just trying to be some gangster rapper or whatever. I feel like everything that they do is soulful, and it's coming from them, and it's coming from a true aspect of their life. But the question that I have is, how do they keep those concepts constantly coming? How do they keep on bringing something different to the table?
Okay, that one goes to you.
Yeah, as far as concepts are concerned, I mean, I'm a big fan of observing what's going on around me and everything like that. You know, vast majority of the time you hear any given song, I hear what that person is doing, and, you know, and everything is always related to them, you know, real self-centered and everything like that, coming from an arrogant person like myself. But I really try and take the views. I really try and take the views and ideas from those around me or whatever. Major be the first person to tell you, like, he's thrown concepts out in the air, and, you know, I've just kind of stolen them from him or whatever and have ran with it. Because, you know, that's just what it is. It's all love or whatever. But I really try and go into my surroundings and everything like that and just listen, keep my ear to the ground on what everybody's talking about and figure, all right, well, what's my view about the subject? You know, how do I feel about this? And surely, you know, I'm not the only person that can feel that way. Some folks might agree with me, some folks might not, but, you know, at least I got a couple of folks out there who I know will feel where I'm coming from.
Okay. Oh, and one more thing. Your swagger. It's not like anybody else's that is out there. I mean, it's real original, both you and Hostile. I can hear his swagger through the beats that he makes for you and everything, the way he produces your music, the way that he puts forth that quality that the real listeners are looking for. And I kind of wanted to know, who helped y'all develop your swag?
Hostile, I'll ask you that one. Who helped you develop your swag?
My swag, I guess it comes from my influences. I mean, I was never really, you know, engulfed in the hip-hop scene or whatever. I wasn't born into it. And like Kay, I was kind of getting into, like, hip-hop, like, in high school. It was like a whole life thing or whatever. But my swag, I mean, I guess my influences, who I hear, who I love to listen to, the Kanye's, Just Blazes, Alchemist, the Dillas, I mean, all that. I mean, even Pharrell, I mean, Pharrell's phenomenal. Like, people, like, all tie in, you know, and I take from, you know, all these people who I'm influenced by and kind of incorporate it into what I'm doing, and it creates a unique sound or a unique swag, I guess, if you want to call it that. And
what?
That's how it is.
K Dash, you who you think you're just rising?
I mean, I guess I'm more or less a product of my environment, kind of similar to high style. You know, I'm not coming from a poverty or, you know, I ain't have a struggle growing up and everything like that. I talk about what I know. I've gone to school and everything like that. I've gotten good grades and everything like that. So, you know, schoolboy, yeah, you can call it what you want. That's what it's been. You know, I'm in college. That's my thing. So I know that's probably one of the main key elements is the fact that I am educated. I can speak well and everything. And as far as, you know, the surrounding, I mean, yeah, I pick up stuff from my influences or whatever. You know, the Jay-Z, you know, the Lupe Fiasco, you got, you know, just a whole, you know, Nas, you got a whole lot of amazing lyricists out there that contribute something else that I may, you know, I'm not necessarily biting anything or whatever, but, you know, something may brush off onto me or I kind of liked it and I picked it up and applied it and it just becomes, you know, kind of like a melting pot that is K-Dash. So, you know, the swag is more or less, you know, it's me with, I guess, you know, a little outside influence and everything like that kind of whipped up and spit out there.
What's up? Did we answer your questions, Carla?
Oh, yeah, they're fine, and I just wanted to show you some love, and everybody
appreciate
keep on
that.
Doing what they're doing.
All right, we appreciate you calling us.
All right, and I'm looking forward to the next mixtape. I better hurry
word.
Up.
All right, we got you. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Let's do this. We're going to get into another joint right now. We're going to do, we'll do a joint called Recognize Me. This is K-Dash. Being hostile, you want to be on this one?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay, so this is called Recognize Me. Hell, this is your man, C-Major. We'll be back.
I just came back from Italy to land a job. The industry's real, man, I'm like handsome Rob. They ban my card around Europe in a week. I'm a transit guard. In a 10-quarter 2-8 Beamer on the street with ceiling fans for the shoes. V8 in the face, so I'm damn sure it moves. Body kick, got it switching like a transformer dude. See Lamborghini customized the front and the back doors. Now my whip's looking like something from Hasbro. I'm what you would call an international asshole. Cause anywhere I go, they better have what I ask for. Fling H2O, the first thing I order. $60 a pop, I'm just drinking water. Cross the Mediterranean, straight to Spain's border. The kid is worldwide, I'm Internet Explorer.
Forget the ID, you better recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. Low key, I can steal the fame. Celebrity, but I'm still the same. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Forget the ID, you better recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. Low key, I can steal the fame. Celebrity, but I'm still the same. Nah, I'm just bullshitting.
Salabar club like I'm posing for GQ. Halfway frozen, my clothes are a Vizu. Transparent stone techno can be seen through. I can't tell the time you think that I was in preschool. But then what it say, cause it fits its purpose. Could be right twice a day and the shit's still working. The price fits the bill, the risk fits the person. $1 million look and this shit's for certain. Feel me? Get not complex as S-Dot. About to run a Boston. Ain't talking Red Sox. The next place I'm flossing. I'm making your breath stop or cause cardiac arrest. Hold your chest like Red Fox. I'm nice. It's no question. Only answers. I'm shitting on y'all. Please loan me Pampers. Just doing what I want like I don't need manners. Leaving out with bartenders. Not only dancers.
Forget the ID. You better recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. Low key. I can steal the fame. Celebrity, but I'm still the same. Nah. Forget the ID, you better recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. Low key, I can steal the fame. Celebrity, but I'm still the same. Nah, I'm just bullshitting.
Well, please note that Clico Rosé originates the same place as C.O. Monet. I know most won't get it. Please don't go strain yourself trying to figure out how he know those names. Get some coach in your system. I told you I'm a victim of circumstance. I circle France on my way to Switzerland. Already got the Breitling. The Breitling is different. The difference is no ice. I cop like six of them. Essentially, that's one for every time zone I travel through. The kid is so fly, I might die without the parachute. Germany to Italy, arriving at the capital.
capital, departing to LaGuardia. The young boy is back in New York. Blue Porsche when I touch down. 6 years, shit, yeah, I'm working with a clutch now. Different place, same shit, so I'm club bound. Buck 80 on the dash, headed uptown.
Forget the ID, yo, they don't recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. Low key, I can steal the fame. Celebrity, but I'm still the same. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Forget the ID, yo, they don't recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. Low key, I can steal the fame. Celebrity, but I'm still the same. Nah, I'm just bullshitting.
All right, people, we are back. Jermaine C. Major, we're on the line with K. Danson, Hostile of ACL Records. Let me ask you guys a question. You guys are both fairly new artists. What's the hardest part about being a new artist? K. Dash, I'll go with you first.
Who?
K. Dash, I'm going to ask you first.
Yeah. The hardest thing about being a new artist is I guess, you know, what the last song said, recognition, like it's a tough thing being new out there because everybody wants to compare you to somebody else. And if you're not directly jumping on a trend, you know, folks like stuff that's familiar and everything. And if you're doing something different, if you're not following on everybody's footsteps and everything like that, you know, they're going to look at you sideways like, oh, you know, what is this guy talking about? And you know, folks don't like change too tough or whatever. So that's probably the toughest thing is trying to be, you know, different enough to set yourself apart, but, you know, included enough to actually, you know, for folks to even pay you attention. You know, that's got to be the toughest thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Because you have a different aspect of it because you're a producer. So it's a little bit different. So what's the hardest part about being a new producer for you?
I mean, it's kind of parallel to what he said as far as, you know, folks being afraid of newness, you know? I mean, they're used to one thing and you know, they're, well, it seems as if they're scared of change. But for me, it's like, you know, trying to keep up, you know, with the sounds and stuff, the different, you know, sounds that are going on throughout hip-hop. You know, it's kind of like, and it's caused, like, internal conflict within me because it's like, you know, sometimes I'll sit here and be like, damn, okay, so, shit, it's not 93 anymore. You know, people aren't sampling like that. People are, you know, getting caught up in politics with sampling and it's costing too much and this right. and that. So it's like, damn, okay, so who am I supposed to sound like or what am I supposed to do? And, you know, it's been somewhat of a struggle for me, but, you know, and I talked to Kay about it, and, you know, he was like, man, as long as you continue to do you and you know, do it the way you feel and do it the way you love it, and then it'll work out in the end. Like, you know, don't even worry about it. But trying to I guess, stay current in a sense, you know, what everybody else is doing. Because like I said, or like Kay said, you know, people are afraid of change in a way. And, you know, and we're different, you know, we're new, you know, we're different. It's obvious. And but people aren't, I guess, ready for that.
Let's do this because I do have a couple more questions. Before I do that, we're gonna do something that we always like to do on the show. We're gonna. I like to hear what people can do live because it's great to hear the music behind stuff. All that stuff is beautiful. It's cute and all that. But I want to hear what you can do right here, right now. You know, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but whatever, if I am, get over it. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, he is my artist, so I can talk this shit about it. I won't do that to you when you come on the show. We have a certain, you know, relationship where I can do that, so don't trip. Just go. I ain't going to say nothing else. Just go, and I'll ask my questions after you're done.
Lose yourself, screw that, I found myself, I viewed that, EQ scan, sound myself, oops, excuse me, sound scan myself, damn it, I can't stand it, I banned myself, refusing, to ever lose, I advanced myself. Showing these fools my ass like I pants myself, no homo. Making sure I didn't brand myself, cause niggas funny, started to try and expand my belt. You can't handle, dude. Actually, these actors be sandwich food. I'm eating these niggas alive, I'm a cannibal. Movie Silence of the Lambs, I am Hannibal, because they steady talking shit, a cannibal. And if you didn't understand, that's understandable. They said I'm blacking on the track, and that stance is true. Big man on the campus, revamped the school. The boy had to have class in the grandest room. Now, I'm making news like Channel 2. I finally have touched down, and I landed smooth. Perfectly executed, and I planned it too. Ever since I can't remember, I had plans to rule. Steady putting words together like Campbell's soup. So I can spill it on wax, call it candle juice. I'm a marathon runner, yeah, I ran the booth. Executive producer, yeah, I managed to readjust my own vision like a camera crew. Was like, turn my vocals up, now panic, cool. Then my first single dropped, and my manager knew that these fans would go nuts like that Planters dude. Lo and behold, sure enough, it did damage, boom. First week grows similar to Panic Room. Shh. Abracadabra, vanish poof, turn an 03 act to a vantage coupe. Similar to James Bond, transparent roof, the pink coat is ocean. Atlantic blue, I'm camping in a mansion in hammock dunes. Beachfront on the sand, panoramic view. The kid cop big rocks, gigantic jewels, like the shit that fucked up the Titanic cruise. Don't let this ice shit fool you. I can't get rude. You better play your cards right like Gambit do. Keep quiet. Need to tighten up your mandibles. Cause the kid'll get dirty like mechanic shoes. Your man certified. USDA stamp approved. If you want beef, you got it. Here's a sample chew. And if you spit, I'll spit back like a camel do. Until these niggas kick back like a hammer do. I'm frantic. I need Ritalin to damp my mood. Putting these rappers to bed like flannel suits. I handle my handles. God damn a truce. No peace talks, no white flags until it gets wrapped up. Like I bandaged you until your trap snapped shut and abandoned you. Till your times ran out and your chances through and y'all still ain't hear me. What I need to spell it out? Something like Xanadu? Y'all can't touch the kid. Intangible. This ain't a joke or a game. It's a job. This is business. I'm putting the phone down. I'm finished.
That was K-Dash. You were wondering. Check him out, acorecords.com. Check him out, myspace.com/K-Dash, the Golden Chop. Here's my question for both of you. When it's all said and done, and music is done, you spit every line you could spit, you said everything you could say, how style you wrote, you know, you produced every beat you could produce. How do you want to be? How do you want your legacy to be? What would you want to leave to people to say? You know, when Hot Style was in it, he did what? When K-Dash was in it, he did what? How would y'all want your legacy to be? Hot Style, I'm gonna start with you on this one.
Well, I would love for people to remember me by the fact that during these times of hip-hop, how, you know, I went against the grain. You know, I did not conform to what was being played on the radio. I was still, you know, doing my own thing, doing what I love, putting my heart into it, and still being able to reach out and make a difference. Because you have so many people who are like that who never see the light of day. Because, you know, it just don't work out. That's what people ain't trying to hear. But if I'm blessed enough to be able to put my heart into it and still, you know, reach out to everybody and still be successful, then, I mean, that right there is like an accomplishment altogether right there, you know. And, I mean,
that's what's up.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I mean, just the sound I bring, you know, I want people to remember, you know, the sound, like, oh, he did this, or he did that, or he, you know, he sampled this, but, you know, the way he added his instruments over it, or he added a synth over it, it made it revolutionary, or the way he did his drums, or, you know, anything like that, anything that, you know, makes me different from anything that's out today.
Hey, Dash.
I mean, in all flat-out honesty, I want to be remembered as having an impact on the industry, whether, you know, it's through my lyrical content, whether it's how I put words together, or whether it was what exactly I said or how I said it. I want it, you know, to be remembered as, you know, a motivation to other folks who are trying to do this or whatever, you know. I want to be some type of an inspiration to some young cat out there, whatever hears me on down the line. And, you know, just kind of how when I was coming up and everything like that, I looked at the icon figures and everything like that, and I said, you know, I want to aspire to be like them, or, you know, get to that position. I want to be that dude, you know, for the generations to come and everything like that, for them to look at me and be like, yeah, you know, K-Dash was it. I want to be like that. Or, you know, just something to aspire to and let them know, hey, it can be done. This is how we did it. This is how we said it and everything like that. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for me, is to set some sort of an example and everything, and paint some kind of picture for somebody later on down the line who essentially came up the way I did.
That's what's up. Well, we're about at time, so what I'm going to let you guys do now, first of all, make sure you shout out your MySpaces and all that other stuff so people can know how to get in contact with you. So Hostile, I'll start with you. Shout out your MySpace and wherever people can reach you at.
MySpace.com/phonetic, phonetik. I stay, you know, stay checking it every day. You know, if you're trying to get a beat, whatever, send me a message. Keep current stuff up on there. New songs, often as I can. You know, just hit me up and I'll hit you back.
What's up, K-Dash?
Yes, sir. It is MySpace.com/. Now, I need for y'all to get y'all pens out and everything like that. Write this down. It's K-Dash, K-D-A-S-H, The Golden Child. K-Dash, The Golden Child. Please hit me up. You know, I got some tracks on there and everything like that. I, you know, accept all comments, all criticism, critique, blah, blah, blah. Put it on there. Whether you show love or show whatever, I appreciate it and everything like that. You know, I'm not even going front with y'all. I'm a busy dude or whatever. I'm not on MySpace every day. If I do not call you or hit you back immediately, I'm sorry. I'm saying it ahead of time. I apologize. But I will do my best or whatever to get on and give feedback or comment back or whatever to whoever, you know, hits me up and everything like that. But I appreciate it and everything like that. Love y'all. Cheers. All
right. This is my comment as the CEO of ACO Records. Like I said, I kept it real with y'all. Like I said, I don't try to hide anything. They are my artist and my producer. But I did, hopefully, I asked the questions that you guys wanted me to ask. But beyond that, I want to make sure you understand, the movement starts in January. That's when the big push, because a lot of people have been asking me, when is this coming, when is that coming? Trust me, it's coming. We are in the lab every single day, probably for... We've done 2 albums already. Let's just put it like that. And we're 2 albums in, and we haven't released one yet. So, and we got something real special coming together with that. So please understand that. Please just bear with us a little bit. January, the movement begins. Make sure you log on aclrecords.com as well. Make sure you create your profile, because we got something big happening with that as well. So if you haven't done that. But other than that, we're going to make our way out of here, man. Once again, I appreciate you coming on, Kay. Because, like I said, I hope, you know, I wasn't too hard on you. And if I was, you're just going to have to get over
it. Suck it up.
we don't do that soft shit around here. Just so y'all know. Like I said, I'm going to keep it real. Also, everyone, be on the lookout tomorrow. We're having a Velocity Magazine Awards special show, where simply we're going to be talking to a few people from Velocity Magazine Awards. We're going to be playing a lot of the songs from the winners. We're just going to have a good time, man. That's our goal for tomorrow. Let's kind of have a good time. Let's just music, kick back, relax, maybe hear from a few people. Other than that, we're going to make our way out of here. And for those of you who don't know, K-Dash is the guy on the intro the joint.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to make our way out of here. Once again, K, thank you for coming on. And we're going to play the intro joint. And we're going to head out of here. Shamir C. Major, that's K-Dash. And you know the deal. We got now. We don't care what we got next. Peace!
Sure.
thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress.